Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. We are here today to celebrate the life and the homegoing of our sister Shirley Van Pelt, a spiritual woman, a woman who loved God, a woman who loved the church, a woman who loved her family. Our order of service will be as follows. Prayer, Brother Bob Bowen. Song, Where the Soul Never Dies, Congregational. Scripture, Psalms chapter 40, Brother Reese Siegel Henson. We have remarks by Sister Sharon Moore. Obituary will be read by Sister Ramona Williams. Another song, Mansion, Robe, and Crown, Congregation. Eulogy, Brother Gilbert Baldwin. Prayer, Brother Mike Long. Thank you.
Would you bow with me? Dear Father, as we come to you this day in prayer, we pray, dear Father, that you will help each of us to remember the love that our sister Shirley Van Pelt had for all of us, love for her family, the love for Christ, her dedication to the church. And dear Father, as we proceed through this service today, help us to think upon the words that we will hear about her life and also about your word. Dear Father, we thank you for letting us be a part of Shirley's life and for her being a part of ours, for her inspiration, for her dedication, for the example she set. We'll all recall Shirley working till she could work no more to do your work. Instead of looking up for Christ's return, she is busy working here on earth as we prepare for that day. Dear Father, we pray that each of us, as we linger upon the thoughts in our hearts, that we'll finally remember the kindness, the goodness, and what she means to each of us. And as we do this, dear Father, help us to remember where all good things come from you. We offer this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
We take a songbook and we'll be singing number 838. 838. Where the soul never dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies. All roses blooming there for me, where the soul never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies. A love light beams across the foam where the soul never dies. It shines to light the shores of home and the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land where the soul never dies, where there will be no parting and the soul never dies. Dear friend, farewell. No tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies.
Our scripture will be out of Psalms chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. And said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame, that they say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Let the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God.
Good morning. My name is Sharon Moore, and Crystal has given me the privilege of making a few comments about her mother, her best friend, her confidant, her traveling companion. Sister Shirley was gracious enough to allow me to share her daughter with her. Crystal, I love you. To the family, friends, and brethren of Sister Shirley Van Pelt, I welcome you to this celebration of a life well lived. This is a very difficult day. We all loved her and enjoyed being in her company. Sister Shirley was a giving person. She helped others in many ways in their efforts for the cause of Christ. When help was needed, for instance, in the kitchen, for potlucks, etc., she was always there. And who could forget her famous red velvet cakes? We knew she was bringing them. Sometimes she brought two. And people were vying for a piece to make sure they got theirs. She helped others unselfishly. And now she has left this world for her reward. 1 Samuel 25:3 speaks of a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. That was Sister Shirley. 2 Kings 4, 8 through 10, speaks of a hospitable woman. That too was Sister Shirley. Matthew 15:28 speaks of a woman of faith, and that surely was Sister Shirley. Proverbs 31:10 states, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Proverbs 31:30 says, "Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." One more thing I want to mention about Sister Shirley. We have a ladies' prayer group that has been in existence for a few years now. I cannot remember a month that Sister Shirley did not take a day, because how we run it is I will read, you know, the list of people we're praying for, and then one member volunteers to do scripture, a prayer, and give us words of wisdom. I cannot remember a month when Sister Shirley did not volunteer. And when she prayed, it was a phenomenal, inspirational prayer, always well thought out and heartfelt. She will be missed, of course, because she was so loved. And to the family, I am so sorry that your loved one is gone. But I am so happy that I had the opportunity to be a part of her life. And I will close with this. She was a praying sister, and she will be sorely missed.
Good morning. My name is Ramona Williams, and it's my honor to read Shirley's obituary. Shirley Jordan Van Pelt was born July 20, 1941, in Macon, Georgia, to Ella May and Walter Jordan, and died on September 23, 2025. Shirley met and then married the late Charles Bernard Van Pelt on February 6, 1965. This union produced one daughter, Crystal Ray Van Pelt. Shirley loved to travel and enjoyed traveling out, trying out new restaurants. She was always one of the most generous souls you could ever meet. She leaves to cherish her memory one daughter, Crystal Renee Van Pelt, five sisters, Bernard, Barbara Harvey, Vivian Jordan, Ernestine Garrison William, Sarah Jordan, Kathy Duncan, Darrell, two sisters-in-laws, Doris and Priscilla, 15 nieces and nephews, Waldra, Ella, Wendell, Sonia, Veronica, Dana, Ron, Keith, Sunday, Joy, William, Tomika, Brandon, Stacy, Dana, Manny, Yolanda, Tara, Ryan, Chelsea, as well as a host of great nieces and nephews, relatives, and friends. She loved the Lord, she dedicated her life to God, and was long associated with the Ypsilanti Church of Christ. Her brothers and sisters in Christ will miss her dearly.
In the Black Supplemental book, we'll sing number 35, A Mansion Robe and Crown, number 35.
Oh.
I'm gonna trade my earthly home for better one bought and paid. Christ left for a prayer mansion for children in the air. I'll join in him in there is no tomorrow where be found when I receive my mansion. Oh, mansion, mansion, robe and a crown. There is love, all worries above. Let me your throne surround. Lord, please serve my mansion. Robe and crown, the will of there is always fair, this sunshine day and night. No clouds of death from no sunshine ever bright. I'll need no heavy garments, I'll just wrap my robe around when I receive my mansion. Robe and crown, mansion, robe and a crown. There love always above. Let me your throne surround. Lord, please preserve a mansion. Robe and crown, my head is bowed and bloody now from the work that I've tried to do. But one day I'll be rewarded with a crown so bright and new. I'll wear the smile of bright, for there'll be no source nor a crown when I receive my mansion. Robe and crown, mansion, robe and a crown. There's love always above. Let me your throne surround. Lord, please preserve my mansion, robe and crown.
Sister Shirley Van Pelt. As I sat there and listened to those remarks, it took me back again. You know, to sum those remarks up, Shirley was a down-to-earth woman, is what I would say. She enjoyed the simple pleasures of life. She was not excited about the glitz and the glamour all around her. As long as her family was doing well, Sister Shirley was happy. I learned over the years that she was very concerned about the people around her. You know, arriving here at the church that did on Sunday mornings, usually to open up a gate and turn the alarm off, she would already be here, in line waiting to come into the parking lot. She arrived early so that she could prepare the trays, the communion trays, for the Lord's Supper. So now she has gone from labor to reward. A veteran soldier in the army of the Lord. I'd like to share a word from the Lord with those who are here to encourage the family as well. In the book of Revelation, chapters 14, verses 13, scripture says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, then their works do follow them. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Now, I am reminded that before you can die in the Lord, you first got to live in the Lord. The question was asked, what is life? Well, James said that life is but a vapor. Here today, it could be gone today. Job said it like this, man who is born of a woman is but a few days. He goes on to say, those few days are full of trouble. Life. Does not matter how long you live, it's but a short time. Rather, it's not how long you live, it's how good you live while you live. Bible reminds us, we're not here to stay. This world is not our home. You know, when we die, we're not leaving home. We're going home. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we just read that man is a body, soul, and spirit. When you die, your body is going back to the dust of the ground. Your spirit is going back to God. And the soul is going to be judged. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 tells us that we've all got an appointment to keep. We've got an appointment with death. And it's not like any other appointment that we might have. You know, we have appointments all the time. It's not like that doctor's appointment or dentist appointment or to have your car serviced. You know, if you have one of those and you realize the day before, hey, I'm just not going to be able to make it. Just don't have time. All you got to do is pick up your phone, get it out of your pocket, send a text, a message, an email, say, hey, you know, we're going to have to reschedule that. But this appointment, we don't control the time, the date, or the place. This appointment will take place as scheduled. Well, the psalmist represents life as grass that grows up in the morning, but in the evening, it's cut down and withers away. He says, our days are soon gone, and we fly away. God is good, and he is concerned about us, yet we suffer anguish and sorrow. But even out of such experiences, good things can happen to those who love and serve God. Romans 8:28. Death presents some of the most startling paradoxes known to man. Death is common, yet it is rare. Since sin entered into the world, death has been the common lot of all men. Job 14, verses 1 through 3. Kings and peasants, masters and slaves, rich and poor, all alike die. One by one, our friends are passing down the dark valley. Death is rare in every case. Neighbors and friends have died, but never before has this loved one been taken away. Death is shocking, strange, in every sense. Death is mysterious. It is real. Physical death is shrouded in mystery. Men of science and higher learning, all throughout the ages, They have grappled with the mysteries of life and death. Because man's mind cannot fathom the deep mysteries of death, according to 1 Corinthians 15. Pardon me. Death is not a figment of the imagination, nor an empty dream. It is stern, stark reality. When the heart ceases to beat and the lungs no longer function, when the lips are still and the voice hushed, this the Bible calls death. Death is uncertain, yet it is certain. Men move through life wondering when and where the grim reaper will strike. God has not made known these things to us. Death is separation, yet it is united. Physical death is the separation of the body and the spirit. Families are separated by death. They are terribly missed because they're no longer with us. Through death, Christians pass into the presence of the Lord. Paul had a desire to depart and be with the Lord, which he said is far better. That's Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. So Jesus prepares a place that his disciples can be where he is. He's been looking out for us a long time. And so, as we go through this life, we should try our best to emulate the life of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus gave of himself. Jesus cared for others. Jesus shared with others. Jesus left the riches for the glory, not for himself. He left for others. He hung on Calvary for others. He was spat upon for others. He was mocked and beaten for others. He died for others. He was buried for others. But he got up on that third day, not for himself. He got up for others. Over in the book of Hebrews, the chapter 7, the verse 25, it says, he's able to save us to the utmost. He tells us that if we want to be saved, God will and has provided a way for us. God's Son came to this earth. He died on the cross for you and for me, for your sins and for my sins. God is able. He didn't have to do that, but he did it anyhow. God didn't have to send his only begotten Son, but he did it anyhow. Jesus didn't have to die on that cross, but he did it anyhow. And I'm so glad that he's able. Because early one Sunday morning, he showed them how able he was. God got Jesus up out of that grave. And when Jesus stepped out of that grave, he said, now all power, not some power, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So, everything that I'm about to tell you now are the reasons why we ought to give God praise. We can praise him because he woke us up this morning. That's enough to give him praise right there. We ought to praise him because we can inhale and exhale. That's a good reason to give him praise. We can praise him because we can put one foot in front of the other. It's another good reason to give him praise. We can praise him because he touched us with the finger of love. I'm talking about God who sits high and looks low, whose ears are not so heavy he cannot hear our feeble cry, and God who's been better to us than we've been even to ourselves. You know, he's the reason we have clothes on our back. He's the reason we have shelter. He's the reason we can get from one paycheck to the other. He is good to us. So I just want to say to the family and to Crystal, time is a great healer. I'm living testimony to that. God is able to heal. You've got to turn it over to God. It's going to take time. Don't let anybody rush you or hurry you. Everybody grieves differently. You take the time that you need. Your emotions will heal. I'm here to tell you, he's standing right by you right now. So to be successful in overcoming any challenge that comes your way, whatever you need, he's already with you. Scripture says he is with you. So we can take time to be thankful for that which was and that which is. And we can realize that if we be true to God, whatever God brings us to, he is able to bring us through. He's able. And he's available. I know your hearts are heavy. Mine is heavy too. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus says, come, just as you are. You can't save yourself, but Jesus can make a way for you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our righteousness, but his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. He says, whosoever will, let him come. Would you bow with me for prayer? Father, we are thankful for the life of our sister Shirley Van Pelt, for the positive impact that she had on so many lives. Father, we're praying that in the days and the weeks that lie ahead, this family will find comfort as they remember the good times they shared together, how much she loved them, how much they loved her. Be with them, Father. Surround them with your love. Let them know that you are still their Father. Father in heaven, we commit our sister Shirley Van Pelt into thy hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen. Brother Mike.
Please. Maria, sure. Father, thank you for all the good times. And we know you're there. Your word says that when we cheer from our eyes, on that day, crying, or death, grant to endure and the hope that you will work. May the word of Christ be rich in wisdom, and you us rich, teaching us in all, in word or deed, May we do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father. As Crucible mourns the loss of her mom, and other family and friends also mourn in this faithful Christian woman, wrap your arms around them. God, in the quiet moments when grief overwhelms us, please bring peace to the heart of those who are mourning. Wrap them in your comfort and help them feel your presence even in their pain. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding calm the storm of sadness within. May they find solace calm. May they find solace knowing that their loved one is resting with you in your eternal care. Grant strength for each day and fill the emptiness with your unwavering love. Give us patience in the name and the promise that if we remain faithful to you, we will all meet again. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The daughter and family of the late Shirley Van Pelt acknowledges with sincere appreciation the many comforting messages, floral tributes, and other expressions of kindness evidenced at this time in thought and deed. Again, thank you for being here as we stand. The family would like to have a little time to decide which flowers they want, and then everyone else can come forward and get whatever flower you would like at this time. Thank you.